The Lehigh Valley is proud and fortunate to have so many industry-leading companies headquartered here in our local area. B. Braun Medical, a leader in infusion therapy and pain management, which develops, manufactures, and markets innovative medical products and services to the healthcare industry, is headquartered in Bethlehem, PA, and is part of the B. Braun Group of companies in the United States. WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio is pleased to welcome Jean-Claude Dubaker, the recently appointed CEO and Chief Executive Officer of B. Braun Medical, United States. Dubaker's experience in healthcare spans more than 15 years in consulting and corporate roles, including strategy, supply chain, and manufacturing. Jean-Claude was kind enough to make some time to talk about his recent appointment and settling in the Lehigh Valley area, how B. Braun Manufacturing has been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, B. Braun's recent FDA emergency authorization for its infusion pumps, and the future with B. Braun in the Lehigh Valley. Welcome, Jean-Claude.
Hi, how are you, James?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for making the time for WDIY and Lehigh Valley Public Radio. We truly appreciate it.
The pleasure and the privilege.
First of all, congratulations on your appointment in January of this year.
Thank you.
I know you've moved to the Lehigh Valley area. How have you and your family settled in?
Really well. We have been moving around so many times internationally, and the move here to the Lehigh Valley, I think, has been the easiest of all our moves so far. People are very welcoming, very friendly, very down to earth. We have two daughters, if you ask my wife. I think this has been the easiest transition and of all the moves we have done across the globe.
What are some of your family's favorite activities, restaurants, or places to go in the Lehigh Valley?
I think our girls, they love sports, and so the favorite activity for them is definitely playing soccer. They found the team right away, so that's what they did before the pandemic on a daily basis. And I think the favorite place for my wife and for me is the area. We live in the Saucon Valley, and just in being in the green, going on the walks, the trail is just beautiful. And so we enjoyed it. We really enjoyed it. And meeting people. We are having a great time.
Jean-Claude, how is B. Braun doing despite the pandemic?
We're doing, fortunately, really well. We are an essential business, as you know, and really critical in these times because majority of products we make are actually used to treat COVID patients. So we are really glad that during all this time we have been able to keep up production and manufacturing and keep delivering the products for all those patients in dire need. So our purpose of making a difference for our customers and our patients has never been truer than now.
How has B. Braun adapted to COVID-19 restrictions and recommendations for employee safety, such as temperature checks or sanitizing stations?
Very early in the pandemic, we implemented a large set of measures to protect our employees because, as you know, the health and safety of our employees is obviously top priority. And you just mentioned a few of them, temperature taking. We have lots of additional measures to ensure social distancing in the manufacturing site, you know, with masks, with plexiglass barriers, etc. We have lots of protocols in place. So we have a large set of those measures in place, and we put them very early on. And all signs have shown that, you know, those measures are working. Social distancing is working. We have across our company a small fraction of a percentage point where we had actually cases. So these were measures obviously impacted all of us quite a bit, but they have been working out. We're happy to see that.
Did B. Braun experience any positive COVID-19 cases amongst the staff and employees?
We have seen during the time, again and again, positive cases. We obviously had then a protocol in place that those people would not come to work, and then tracing in place where we put additional people in quarantine. But the vast majority of the people who were put into quarantine have all come back and are normally working again.
If you wouldn't mind explaining about the infusion pump for our listeners and how it's used for COVID-19 use.
I'm happy to do that. When you think about a COVID patient getting into the ICU, the first thing which needs to happen to treat that patient is actually give that patient an IV and then a solution to keep the patient hydrated, having a connection where then all the medication can be delivered to the patient. And so when you need to provide an ever solution or a medication and need to administer it for the patients, we have pumps which then do that because there are lots of solutions or the medications that need to be delivered to the patient over a certain time. So our pumps actually automatically do that. So in that sense, any COVID patient needed a pump, needed IV solution, needed all those products which we are manufacturing at B. Braun.
Has the FDA emergency authorization of the B. Braun infusion pump affected those who receive and use them?
So the emergency authorization was a great extension of the usual use of our pump. And the emergency authorization was permit of the FDA to use our pumps with nebulizers. You know, when you need to treat COVID patients, you can also use nebulized medication and then going through the ventilation to the COVID-19 patients. So our pump, which usually just administers the solution or the medication through the IV, we could use the pumps with nebulizers. And so that expands the use of those pumps. It not only helps COVID patients to be treated in a better way with the nebulized medication, but it also helps reduce the risk of clinician exposure. So I think those 2 points really help the COVID patients in this dynamic of getting medication.
What has been the response as far as has production been up? Has there been a financial impact because of the emergency FDA authorization?
The response has been very, very positive. Many hospitals want to use it that way. Now, many hospitals have already pumps. And so what it allows them to do is to use those pumps in an additional way. And, you know, for us, it's always around truly making a difference for patients. And I think this is a great example where a hospital has already made the investment into pumps gets now the chance to treat patients in better ways by just using the same pump.
Knowing your background in manufacturing, how has the future of B. Braun Medical Manufacturing changed with the new reality of COVID-19?
You know, I think the manufacturing side hasn't really changed because from a product portfolio side, what we produce has been really needed before and during this crisis. However, I think as we are a company who made big investments in the U.S. to produce here domestically, I think what this pandemic has shown is how important that move was, which we did. Having local production, being able to react to the needs of patients right away, being independent of many global supply chains, I think that has shown to be a great benefit to make a big difference for the patients across our great nation.
Do you think medical manufacturing will have to adapt to prevent spread and obviously keep employees and team members safe?
You know, I think in the medical device industry, we have all those protocols already in place. We actually produce many products in clean rooms already. It doesn't get much cleaner than in these environments. So I think we in the medical device industry, like in the pharma industry, we have that benefit already because we need to make sure that our products are safe. I think outside of our industry, that definitely is a much bigger impact because those cleaning protocols for other products weren't required and now might be required just to protect the employees.
Help me understand this because it has been in the local news lately. ETO, or otherwise it's known as ethylene oxide, is used to sterilize B. Braun equipment. How does the sterilization process work?
For medical devices, as you say, medical devices need to be sterile. And a few options on how you can make medical devices sterile. One of them is via ETO, and actually a big portion of the medical devices can only be sterilized with ETO. And this is one of the procedures we use as well as so many others in the medical device industry.
Is it used to sterilize the equipment for production, or is it used to sterilize the product that is coming off the line?
No, this is used to sterilize the products which are coming off the line. When you think about a needle before you can put a needle into a body to draw blood, for instance, you need to make sure that it's sterile. And EPO is used to make many of those products which are in contact with the body, or when you think about implants which are implanted in the body, to make sure that they are sterile, so that nothing happens to the patient afterwards. There's only a limited set of sterilization procedures or means available. Some of it is through radiation, some of it is through ETOs, some of it is through steam, etc. But the majority of medical devices can actually only be sterilized with ETO. And if ETO is not used by any of the other means, then the product could not function anymore the way it's supposed to be. So that's why ETO is and has been used for decades as a sterilization method.
Is the use of ETO or ethylene oxide concerning in any way?
No, it's not concerning. We're in the medical device industry, and we're all about protecting and improving patients' lives. And as such, that's the main goal. And at the same time, also, obviously, it's the main goal to protect our employees and everybody around us. The way ETO sterilization is done, we use a process where we ensure that employees are not affected. Then, obviously, patients need it, so there are lots of protocols in place and have been in place over the years to make sure that this is not concerning.
Once it's used, is there any discard process?
Yes, there is a discard process. There are filters, several sets of filters in place where you make sure that gas doesn't come to a place where it's not supposed to.
You have an international background, and as a worldwide company, has the pandemic affected B. Braun's U.S. operations more or less versus the international facilities?
I think it's the same. The effect we have seen in terms of elective procedures, which significantly reduced during the pandemic, we have seen across the globe. At the same time, the need for all those products which are required to treat COVID patients has been the same across the globe as well. So I think it's very similar across the whole business.
Would you mind explaining the importance of nurses employed at B. Braun Medical in the fight against COVID-19?
We often talk about all the heroes out there in the hospitals, the nurses and the physicians, and those are really true heroes during this pandemic, and we are so grateful for them. At the same time, we also have here at B. Braun our silent heroes. Those are all the people who work in the manufacturing sites, made sure that we continue operations and continue to produce those life-saving products. And a key part of that also our nurses. Our nurses who have continued to help in that process, being it teaching, supporting our customers, providing support internally to keep up manufacturing. And so, yeah, nurses are at the core of what we're doing, and not just at the hospitals, but here also in our company. And I call them our silent heroes. And I'm very grateful that we have such a great organization who has been able to get us through the pandemic so far and continues to do everything possible to get us out of it in the future.
What would you like to tell our listeners about reasons to be hopeful moving forward?
I think there are a few points. The first one, when you see what reaction we had, and I look at my organization, the way people have adapted, the way people have stepped up, the silent heroes came to work every day making sure that we produce those products which are going to save patients. People did that in very difficult circumstances. People stepped up. And I think as we have stepped up to address these challenges, we will continue to step up. And with all this determination and all this caring we have shown, I think we can all be very positive and optimistic that as the pandemic is going to go away, we're all going to do great.
And what would you like to share as far as the future of B. Braun Medical and the Lehigh Valley?
We are looking into a very bright future. We have a legacy of many, many years of success, of high growth, of adhering to our family values, and we're looking to a future where we want to build and continue on that foundation and make an even bigger difference for our patients, for our customers, for our community and our employees. So I'm very excited about the future. I feel very honored and privileged to be allowed to lead the organization, and together we're going to take it to new heights.
I would like to thank Jean-Claude Dubiker, Chairman and CEO of B. Braun Medical United States, for making time for WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio.
Thank you, James. It was a pleasure.
For WDIY News, this is James Johnson.